How to keep your dreams alive. Boy, you might say, preacher, Lord, I don't believe that'll help me. Well, if you will hang around long enough, it will. How to keep your dreams alive. I know you elderly folks are standing. Please forgive me, but I'm as full as a tick on a hound dog's back. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, we certainly love you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you tonight. Lord, I'm so glad we don't lay on the floor on an old carpet bow to the east to a dead God, but we serve the true and living God of heaven. That's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Oh God, you know that soul here tonight that loves you, that's trying to serve you, that's tithing and giving the missions and doing right, and the devil in hell's doing everything he can to wear them out. Oh God, I pray tonight that you would help them and strengthen them and encourage them. Lord, we pray for an old sinner tonight just like me, full of religion. Lord, full of singing in the choir and in specials, but Lord, don't know you. If there's one like it here tonight, sweet Holy Ghost, would you run by them? Would you draw them unto salvation? Would you save their soul tonight? Help thy servant cleanse us from all sin, we pray. Get honor and glory tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I use two or three handkerchiefs. One for something that runs off your brow, another that runs out of your nose. And Miss Donna said, honey, if you get them mixed up, I ain't kissing you after service. Amen. We lived in a bus for 11 years, traveling this country, representing this ministry, and there wasn't no doghouse to run to. Amen. So I thank God for my dear wife tonight. Joseph is one of the most studied characters we find in the Bible. In so many ways, we know he represents a type of Christ. Both objects of their father's love, hated by their brethren, conspired against to be slain, became a redeemer to those around them. Just like Joseph, so many times in life, life does not always go as we have planned. Could you say amen right there? God told old Abram, hey boy, get to a land I'll show you. Now if he told me to come to Bowden, Georgia, I'd know exactly where I'd head. But he said, you check up and check out and I'll talk to you later about it. And do you know, because of that man's obedience, in Abram all the families of the earth are blessed. That's what my Bible says. God blesses, He blesses obedience. Then on down in a few chapters later, He said, I want you to take your son, your only son, I want you to take him up that mountain, offer him up. Well, praise God, while he was doing what was right on this side of the mount, as old Joe Arthur said, God was preparing that ram on the other side. Again, he had a choice. We go on over there, I can't remember, Brother Mike, about chapter 22, somewhere along in there. He didn't come up to old Abe and said, hey boy, what you think about this time out? I'm thinking about taking your wife on to glory. She's put up with you long enough. Could I get a little permission for that? Many of us tonight live in the will of God. But sometimes we have to learn to live with the will of God. For the first time in his life, that dear man faced the death of his wife that he loved and he mourned many days. God, by His grace, got him up and he went on. I'm just saying tonight, friend, listen to me. Mama, daddy, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, pa, or ma, I'm telling you, life don't always go as planned. But there is a God. Boy, old Brother Mark taught that in Sunday school today. He said God can caress us up in His arms, and many times we need that. But he said we'd never get nothing done if He didn't turn us loose. He said, that's why Isaiah said, I, the Lord, will hold thee by thy right hand. He said, them and little Joy got on that plane and them engines went to roaring and activities were going on and Mama loved her for a little while, then set her in her seat and said, honey, everything's going to be all right because Mama had her by the hand. Did that change the blowers on the motor? Did that change the prop? Oh, listen here tonight, dear friend. I thought as the preacher talked about that dear mother and father that's got a broken heart because a wayward child. And just to know in those hours, if we can get ourselves to grip, there is a God that loves us. He's with us and He'll hold us by the right hand. Old Asaph in chapter 73 of Psalms said, truly God is good to Israel, such as of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet have well nigh slipped. I'm almost gone. Boy, I don't know about you in your life. There's been some times I've been there. But I like what the old black preacher told me one time. He said, He said, many times I've trembled on the rock. But he said, hallelujah, the rock ain't never trembled under me. Well, yeah, that's the way this Christian life is along the road. 17-year-old. The word dream means one thing, and the word dreamer means another. Behold, this dreamer cometh. And that word means this. It actually means a fanciful man, a visionary, one who forms or entertains vain schemes as a political dreamer, a man lost in wild imagination, a mope or sluggard. Now keep in mind, this wasn't the media that was attacked in Joseph. It was his own brethren. His own family. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Boy, here I get it preached under conviction. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Now in South Bowden terms, I don't only want it now, but I want it right now. R-A-T. Now, Mark couldn't translate that in Romanian. When I preach in Romania, Brother Dunsford sits here, Mark sits here, and Mircea sits here, because I said, hallelujah, we went slap dab across the road. That don't work. You go across the road in translation, not slap dab across the road. Thank God for the sweet Holy Ghost. Amen. Told Brother Ken, I think, on the plane. I was a preaching in Arkansas and a big old long tall drink of water. Just got saved. Ain't been in church much. He got right there and jumped up right in the middle of my preaching and hollered, hot dog! And sat down. Boy, you ought to have seen them sophisticated, tie-wearing, social-gathering church members. Oh, yeah. Well, he's not as formal as you. He's lived like hell and been on the streets and never known nothing about God and just got saved and God tore his glory bumps up and he had to let her rip. I told the church folk, don't get all shook up. That's why we got an intercessor. I said, when God said to Jesus, what did he say? I said, the intercessor said, he said, hallelujah. He said, glory to God. Yes, sir. Let everything that hath breath praise. Boy, sometimes when I'm a-preaching, I'll see an old saint of God that's just got joy in their soul and tears will be dripping off their cheeks and that'll be saying to me, sick him. Boy, you travel like us, you go to Canada, amen. And if they get real excited and have a revival in an 8-night meeting, they'll write amen on a piece of paper and give it to the person down the pew, amen. I'm telling you, it gets on up there. I know we don't all act the same, but don't hold it against me. I'm just going to heaven. How can a God that big that created all this world come and die for me and move inside me? And that much God's got to go off somewhere. Yes, sir. You heard last week that guy had a heart attack in a Baptist church. They called 911 and hauled 13 out before they got the right one. Some of you look like we need to call 911. That's why the preacher can't have very many in like me, but I do have papers to prove my problem. Amen. I'm trying to get to the message, but you won't let me. Boy, I hope you wake up in the night, jump up in the middle of the bed and say, "How to keep my dreams alive?" And your wife slaps you right across the head and knocks you back down. Boy, I've been to church sometimes, heard 3-hour preaching and get in the car and tell Donna, "What in dear God did that man say?" I'm like Joe Arthur. There's many ways to die, but getting preached to death's not one of them. My introductions is long, but we'll get there in just a minute. How to keep your dreams alive. In Scripture, many times dreams were sometimes impressions on the minds of sleeping persons made by divine agency. Boy, when we think about that, we see that in the Scriptures so true. We know that Abimelech had that dream. Joseph was warned by God in the tree. I want to talk to you a little bit tonight on how to keep your dreams alive. How did Joseph do it? Help me out tonight with a kindergarten illustration. Where was God? Where was the devil one day? What was he doing? But all of a sudden, Brother Mike, he got that eye problem. And exalted himself before God. God cast him and those angels, created that place called hell. The devil and the imps of hell devised a way, said there's some way we got to get mankind. And Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Man is at now enmity with God. The devil in hell said they're all coming to hell with us now. But before the foundation of the world, there's a lamb was slain. Oh Lord, I feel a good one coming on. How Satan would have loved to destroy my soul. That was his burning desire. Till one night by faith in an old rugged cross, the Lamb's blood put out that fire. Boy, it's good to be saved tonight. It's good to know God tonight. Boy, I thank God for that. Say, "Preacher, how am I going to keep my dreams alive like Joseph?" Number one, don't let circumstances defeat you. Little old David had problems with his brother. Not only did David come down that mountain alone, not only did David come down that mountain despite the opposition from his family, but hallelujah, David come down that mountain despite the opposition of his peers. You ever heard that word, peer pressure? Boy, this one's helped me, Brother Ken. I don't have one of them big degrees. I'm a hillbilly. One of these days I hope to get my doctor's degree and be a Hill William. But I'm a hillbilly right now. But you know one thing that helped this old Southern living south of I-10 in the swamps, country boy? Lord, I'm telling you, we can feed a family of 15 in a 3-foot road ditch where I live. If it breathes air, water, we eat it, amen? But one of the things that helped me in David's life, he only used that which God gave him to use. He said, "Oh, King, thank you. Man, what some armor. But he said, I ain't proved that. You better hold my mule, I'm about to shout." He said, "But I do know a little bit about a bear. And a little bit about a lion. And I do know a little bit about this little sling. It ain't much. Just all I got." Boy, it's a blessed day in my life when I learned not to be a Ken Bowman, a Mark Waddington, a Brother Mike, a Brother Ricky Dunsford. I just enjoy being me. Why don't you junk all that other stuff? God never made another like you. Boy, that's what they say about you, preacher, Brother Bowman, and I know you love him. I ain't never seen them guys in the Philippines get so excited in my life. One of them dudes said, "Man, I tell you, I love that old boy. He looked like he just smoked a joint before he got in the pulpit." I tell you, he's going to be a barbecue devil. They ain't never seen nothing like that in their life. I said, "Well, join the crowd." "I ain't neither. I'm just along for the ride." "No, I love your preacher. God used him. Thank you for investing and getting ready for next year. I got to hurry up now. The old patriarch down there is calling me. Patreon, Mexican restaurant." My wife would have let me wear my white moron shirt because she said I'd get juice on it. Nod your head up and down, Mama. I'm telling the truth. You say, "Why are you taking a break?" "Because you can't handle it." Don't let circumstances get you down, friend. We've all got them. I've got a Sears and Roebuck catalog of them, and so do you. Right up here in the peg about 5 years ago. When I get a song in church, brother song leader, I'll be able to sing it for a week. Mine the last couple of weeks have been that heavenly love was all that could help me. But I just got hung up on that course. Heavenly love. Heavenly love. Heavenly love. Heavenly love. And Miss Donna's so sweet, she said, "Honey, under the God of heaven, would you learn another sentence of that song? You've wore me 8 hours down in this car running up this road." I told them this morning, I read a new article that children laugh on an average of 400 times a day. But adults, at their best, if all the bills are paid, you get 15 laughs out of them a day. Boy, I'm telling you tonight, and I'm not being critical, but some of you have laughed more tonight than you've laughed all week long. Merry heart doeth good like a medicine, good like a medicine, a merry heart. You know that song? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, a merry heart doth good. Here we go in Scripture now. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. A broken spirit dries up the bones. Time out right there. Have you met anybody like that this week? Lord, I'm scared to death to ask some people how they're doing. It'd take a lounge chair and a gallon of Lipton tea before you can get through it. But a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doth good. Boy, I was down here in the Piggly Wiggly 5-6 years ago. And man, I had one of them good old songs on my heart. And I was singing her on aisle 6. About that time, before I know it, here come an old black man and looked around at the front of me. He said, He said, are you saved? I said, yes, sir. He said, you a reverend? I said, oh, yes, sir, I am. He said, I heard that song from the other. I said, sir, are you saved? He said, He said, let me tell you about it. And for I noted all the carnal, ungodly, held in oven sinners on aisle 6, cleared out. And we had revival on aisle 6. Listen to me tonight. Someone tomorrow needs to see Jesus in us. Someone needs a kind word. Do you know some people in this world ain't been as blessed as we have? And the world needs to see Jesus. Don't let circumstances defeat you. We all have them. His brothers, verse 10, his daddy rebuked him. It's one thing. You know how it is being the eldest child. Mom and daddy beat the hell and heaven and everything else out of you, and the baby child don't get nothing. But here, the little baby child's getting it all. Help me, teenager. That boy was 17 years old when he had that dream. Did he understand everything was going on in life? He was 30 years old. I said 30 years old before he stood before Pharaoh. How many nights you think he laid there? Wondered, I wonder how daddy's doing. I know my brothers did me wrong, but I still love them. 3 times and I didn't get to it and won't, but the Lord was with him in the pit. He was with him in the prison. And he was with him in the palace. And the Lord, the Bible said, was with Joseph. Can I tell you tonight, maybe the devil in hell's tried to wear you out and steal your dream and knock you down and tell you God don't love you. But I'll tell him like Granny said, liar, liar, his pants is on fire. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. The Lord saw the end of Job. Brother Mark said it this morning in Sunday school. You'll get through it. Number 2. Don't let evil people defile you. Boy, we could spend some time there tonight. What about Potiphar's wife? What about the butler that forgot him? We could stay right here. What about old Delilah? I like that word over there in Samuel. She pressed him from day unto day. Do you know what that word press means in Bowden, Georgia terms? It literally says this in the dictionary. From sun up to sundown. From sundown to sun up. All she'd tell him is, "Oh, Sammy boy, tell me where that strength lies." Oh, Sammy. You say, "How'd he look?" I guess like Charles Atlas, probably a little better. Some of you teens wouldn't know what that was. I prayed with my old mountain preacher last night, prays for me all the time. His best friend, 67 years old, everything going for him, good retirement, just retired, home paid for, summer home paid for, got everything worked out, got all his ducks in a row. Hey, you listen to me. I don't care what you've got planned. Little Donald will always get out of line. His wife just left him after all those years of marriage. I know how I'm preaching to tonight. I've been married 34 years. 2 weeks ago, Miss Donna, I said, "Don't let evil people defile you. If you're going to keep your dream alive and serve God and be faithful and raise your children and grandchildren in the house of God and do a work for God, you better watch evil people and defile people." Now let me tell the whole story before you jump on me. My wife went to have a test run. And of all people, a lady sized her up. Said, "You're beautiful." She said, "Are you married?" She said, "Yes, ma'am. I got a husband and 3 children and 7 grandchildren. Wonderfully married." Getting back to my kindergarten lesson about the devil and about getting saved. The devil wasn't really shook up that much as long as you was lost. But when you bowed your head and heart and you give your life to Christ, do you know why the devil's on your heels every day of your life personally? Do you know why he's on the heels of your marriage, on the heels of your children, your home? Listen to this one. Do you know why he's on the heels of the church? Because that devil knows from the day you accepted Christ, you will for all eternity do what he'll never do again. He knows that blood has sealed you. He knows you got eternal life. He knows you going unto heaven and there's nothing he can do about it. But he'll try to wreck and run and tear your character and your testimony down. That's why we got to be wise. Now getting back to my story, be angry and sin not. Paul said, "That I want to do, I don't do." For a split second, I was ready to get in my car and go up there and kill them all and let God sort them out. That's my wife. I'm going to love her as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I said, "Don't you let evil people defile you." No wonder if me and Miss Donna would have been having problems. That lady working at the hospital was wanting to hook my wife up with a 62-year-old man that worked there. Now listen to me real gone. That goes on every day in America. You better be careful, Mama. You better be careful, Daddy. Several years back, 3 of us come out of prison, headed home, driving at 2 o'clock in the morning. The little girl was just getting off and she said, "I'm fixing to go party." Said, "Y'all want to go with me?" I said, "No, ma'am, we sure don't. We just left the partying crowd." She said, "Where was that?" I said, "In prison." "If sinners entice thee, consent thee not." You better run. You better flee. Read your Bible. Nowhere in the Bible did God ever let Satan run. Read your Bible. Study it. What about Job? What about the devil? He said, well, I'm walking to and fro. I'm going to and fro to the throne. But by God's grace, He's always allowed us Christians to flee, to run, to get away from. My, how we need that. Don't let evil people defile you. Don't let disappointment discourage you. I probably get a little more personal than I should at times. But where in God's heaven did you think that a preacher's not made of the same stuff you are? Now before I say this, and I want you to take it in the right spirit, there ain't a daddy in this world that I love any more than my father. Raised me to believe this old-fashioned book. Told me and my brother, boys, you stand by that book, you love that book, you uphold that book all the days of your life. He sat me down when I was 11, my brother 8, and he said, boys, I'm going to tell you something. Ever catch you smoking dope or drinking, I'm going to kill you. The cops ain't going to have to. Now, please don't take this wrong. The one way I learned to fear God was fear my daddy. Amen. Bless God, I didn't care what the preacher said, but I believe what my daddy said. He couldn't spell Dr. Time out or Dr. Spock. In fact, he'd have put them over the moon with a 12-foot shoe. Oh, that's 12-inch, I'm sorry. Listen to me. I can say this honestly. One way I learned to fear God was fear my dad. Now listen to me, and I'm not proud of this. The very dad that believed me to breathe this book that I love today, and we're so close, me and him and Mom. In the height of his spiritual life, wound up falling in sin. And I, as his son, that loved my daddy, had it took me to every kind of conference, every kind of Bible stewardship conference, revival, drugged me all over, sung 28 years in a quartet. I, as son, had to stand up with a broken heart, humbly, and discipline my own dad of his sin. Listen to me tonight. If you're going to keep your dreams alive, you better not let discouragement get you down. Did I love my daddy? Yes. Did he blame me to believe this book, Brother Ken? Yes. But my daddy didn't save me. Got a good family. My oldest daughter loved God. My greatest missions giver. Many times when the devil can't get you off course, he'll get to someone you love. Let me call a time out here. Sometimes it ain't only what God's trying to teach them. It's what He's trying to teach you, Mr. Hardhead, if you'd just be soft enough to listen. And I had to do the same thing with my daughter. Now, Brother Ken, praise God, she got her life right with God, got a wonderful husband, does anything you can do, loves the youth, works with the youth, just got back off a trip with the youth. But I want you to know this life for me and Miss Donna, it ain't been a tiptoe through the tulips. I'm just trying to tell you, if we're going to keep our dream alive, we can't let things defeat us. We can't let discouragement get us down. We get our eyes on man, we'll be disappointed. But if we'll keep them on God, you better hold my mule while I shout now. Did Joseph make her through? He come out with flying colors. Oh, I got to quit. If I'd have stuck to my outline, you'd have got something. Number four, don't let prosperity defraud you. Now, I know you won't tell the truth, so I'm going to have to. But if my brother and my daddy done to me what Joseph's daddy and brothers done to him, when they showed up in Egypt and I had all the goods, I'd have said, suckers, you fixing to get it if it's the last thing I do. Seventeen years old, all that he went through, and we could have covered that tonight, 30 years before he stood before Pharaoh, 7 years of plenteous, 7 years of famine. But in bowed and redneck terms, he put it like this, if you want to read through those chapters. He said, boys, you meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. Boy, can I help you tonight, Mama, Daddy, Grandma, and Grandpa? What you look at to be evil, and I don't glorify sin. But God knows the end from the beginning. All of my children sing, and several of them write music, and our son sung with the Rollins a year, and my daughter, we get together about 3 times a year in the church, and she come up to me several years ago and hugged me. I was right there. She said, Daddy, thank you for never giving up on me. Boy, if you ever walk through it, you'll learn how God can wrench your heart. You better be careful saying, bless God, mine will never do something. Brother Garris told me years ago, he said, Brother Michael, be careful what you say. The devil's listening. God knows everything about you and your thoughts, but said the devil can only know what you tell him. He's not God. Boy, Brother Mike, God use him. I'm telling you, Wednesday night, I felt Lord in that carpet. The Holy Ghost pulled the shingles off, spit the nails at me, and tore the plywood off too. Oh, yeah, about that mouth. Last of all, how are you going to keep your dreams alive? Last of all, don't let bitterness destroy you. I preach a message on the most damaging cancer in Christendom, and it's called bitterness. Hebrews, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Have you ever heard the statement, well, I'll tell you one thing about that old boy, he can't even live with himself. That's more true than you know of. Comma, and thereby many be defiled. Bitterness don't only trouble you if you plant it. It defiles everything around you. I'm not a good Christian. But if there's one thing God helped me early on in my Christian walk, by His grace, I am not planting bitterness in my heart to grow. Some people say to me, Brother Mike, you just think it just looks like you love life. I said, I do. You say, Brother Mike, do you particularly like everybody's delivery and the way they act? Surely not, and I guarantee you they don't like mine. But that don't mean we can't love one another. Brother Ken, God teaches us something about traveling the world. They ain't everybody does it our way. But God's going to honor that book. The Holy Ghost of God's going to draw sinners to salvation. And God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Noah had been a little long tonight, I'm sure. But it's just bothered me lately in Christian sections when I hear people, oh, I didn't tell you what, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to make it. Don't you think the devil inhales? The same God that saved you and lives in you, loves you, and He freely wants to give you all things. And the desires of your heart and the dreams and aspirations you have that are of God, that will glorify God, He delights in doing them for you. Don't get defeated. Don't let those circumstances get you down. Sure, there's going to be some tears involved. There's going to be some heartaches. David said, it's been good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Don't let prosperity defraud you. Don't let bitterness destroy you. Help me tonight. Could Joseph have gotten bitter? But he chose not to. And in all of it, God blessed him. And God honor and glory. The preacher just wanted to come by tonight and tell you God loves you. You're going to make it. You stick close to Him. Your dreams can go on. Joseph didn't quit. Joseph went on.